I love my Bible because it's reliable. It'll bring revival. Study to be wise. Believe it to be secure. Practice it to be holy. And share it to be happy. And you'll be too blessed to be depressed. Amen. For a little while this morning, we were less than the least. Paul said he was less than the least. I said, that makes me a hole in a donut. I'm just a nobody. I'd love to tell everybody about the great somebody. Amen.
Yeah.
We're just baggers telling others where to get bread, you know, the bread of life.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Father, we love you now. We're grateful for the service thus far. We do.
Yes,
Lord, use us and speak for us, Lord. We don't want to spoil a good thing that we've already experienced. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you, Father, for the blessings upon this work here. And I pray, Lord, for the dear pastor, the under-shepherd. And as they follow the under-shepherd, I know you will bless them and bless their labors. And you will help us on this sojourn.
Yes, Lord.
And we love you, need you so much every day, all the way. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to think a little while this morning on the eternal God, the eternal Son, and the eternal Spirit, the Holy Spirit. God is eternal. God is without beginning, without ending. Someone said, where did God come from? He could have come from any place he wanted to because he was God.
Yes,
and he stepped out on nothing and said, let there be.
Yes, sir.
And he made everything beautiful.
Yes,
but man has made a mess out of it.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
in Deuteronomy 33:27, Moses said, the eternal God is our refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms.
Yes, yes.
Go as deep as you can go, but always remember that the everlasting arms of God are under you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Beneath, he is God, the eternal God. Moses addressed him in Psalms 91 and 2. He said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world,
right.
Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, right.
In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 3, it's of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed,
right.
Because his compassion fail not.
Yes.
They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love.
Yes. Right.
Therefore, with love and kindness I have drawn thee.
Yes.
I say, bless his holy name,
yes,
this morning.
Amen.
That's why we're here, but not our marriage, but for his love and his kindness.
Amen.
He thank God for someone that knows the worst about you,
yeah,
and yet loves you, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God knew the worst of all of us and yet loved us.
Yes, sir.
And he was able to do something about it. Amen. He saw us down here milling around like sheep without a shepherd. And we had no Savior. We had no shepherd. And as Jesus referred to in John 3 to Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up,
right,
that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Right.
Eternal life. The eternal God, the eternal Son, and the eternal Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The triune God.
Amen.
And you are a Trinity as well.
Yeah.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Paul says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." That makes you a Trinity this morning. And God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we are to honor Him, to love Him. When you love His Son, God will love you. You make much of Jesus, the Father make much of you. Just like you children, grandchildren, somebody compliment them and brag on them. That makes you appreciate them, right? Amen. You'd insult the grandchildren, you'd have different feelings. Is that right? Amen. But my friends, we are to serve the true and the living God. Paul writing to the church in Thessalonica, there, first chapter, verses 9 and 10. How you turn to God from idols.
Yes, sir.
To serve the living and the true God.
Yes.
And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead.
Yes.
Even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Yes.
I mean, I'm glad you're saved.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And they're going around, you know, that the bride has to go through the great tribulation, you know, to make herself presentable when Jesus comes after the bride. I contend this morning the blood of Jesus He shed is sufficient, my friends.
Yes.
Amen. And He loved us and gave His life for us.
Yes.
Lord, be grateful. In Psalms 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Into His gates with thanksgiving and to His courts with praise." Amen. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. For a holy God this morning that knew the worst about us and yet loves us. Praise God. Isaiah tells us in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28-31, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of all the ends of the earth, He fainteth not, neither is weary." Amen. "The young men shall faint and utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Praise God. For the true God, the everlasting God. God is holy this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His holy name. The Bible tells us in Psalms 111, verse 9, I believe, "Holy and reverent is His name."
Yes.
I believe that word reverent is mentioned only at that time in that scripture. Amen. I'm not reverent, but He is.
Yes.
I feel it as just a nobody. Amen. Yes. Praise God. He took me out of nothing, put me over in everything.
Yes.
Praise God. And He is holy this morning. His name is reverent. Oh, let's recognize Him as such. The eternal God. Amen. The God that knew the worst about us. And when we were yet without strength, He let His Son die for us.
Right.
To redeem us, my friends. Oh, thank God for His love this morning.
Yeah.
We should never intrude on His love. Amen. But honor Him, love Him, and serve Him.
Yes,
be all we can be for Him. And Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and they're safe." Hallelujah. Safe in Him this morning. Jude 1:24. "Now unto Him is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy." Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. For an eternal God this morning. Amen. Thank God for the triune God and His Son, my friends. Oh, that He gave at the appointed time. The Bible said in Galatians 4:4-5, "When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us, thank God. The law was a tutor, a schoolmaster, my friends. But oh, what the law could not, that law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. The law arrested us, so to speak, and found us guilty. And brought us to Jesus and says, here, take him, I can't do more for him. Amen. Hallelujah. And my friends, grace, amen, found us all down in the horrible pit.
Yeah.
Psalms 41, 2, 3. David said, I cried unto the Lord. He inclined his ear to my cry. He brought me also up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock, and established my goings, and put a new song in my mouth. Even praise is to my God. He said, many shall see and shall fear. Praise God. Shine for Jesus. Don't whine, shine just like you've been doing this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. For this Son of God. Amen. Now, God's Son, God was the Son in the flesh. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Paul said in 1 Timothy 3 and 16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, made known in the world, and received up to glory. 40 days after he walked out of the bar and tomb, he was God all the way. Hallelujah. That's his holy name. The eternal Son. Oh, my friends, aren't you glad he loved you enough? Oh, to die for us. He suffered our hell on the cross to keep us from going to hell. Amen. Oh, my friends, I shouldn't be in hell this morning. But I'm glad, oh, my friends, grace and truth came my way. And his love and his mercy and his grace, amen. For the Son of God, bless his holy name. Yes, I think Paul defines the grace of God as none other outside the Lord Jesus Christ. As I mentioned in the funeral yesterday, Paul said, for you know the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll see the one that made the walls of jasper one day, the gates of pearl, and the street pure gold. I want to see him, my friend. Oh, everything I'm sure will be far beyond our expectation. But I want to see the one, praise God, that made all these things. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made, my friend. Praise God. That's him this morning. Hallelujah. It'd be wonderful to look upon him, praise God. Hey, as John cried out in St. John 1:29, where he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Amen. I'm glad John the Baptist didn't say, behold, the River Jordan, which takes away the sin of the world. Amen. You know, a lot of people, they put more stock in the water and they do the one that made the water. And the one that turned the water into wine. And the one that walked upon the water. That's him. Hallelujah. Oh, he's deserving of our love this morning. Amen. We ought to give our preeminence be all times and be in him this morning. Praise God. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. Oh, he was in the world. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. According to St. John 1. Amen. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. Oh, I'm glad he still saves sinners. Amen. Saul of Tarsus, an unconverted Jew, had an education second to none, and he was taught and well trained. But he thought he's doing God a pleasure when he had the warrants in his pocket going from Jerusalem down. Amen. There to Damascus. But he had an encounter with the Son of God on the way down there. And he heard a voice, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he was stricken, my friends. And he said, who art thou, Lord?
He said, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for you to keep a fight against the providence of God. Amen. Then he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And he well got informed. Amen. And God honored this man to write no less than 14 of the books of the New Testament. Oh, what a testimony he had. Amen. He said in 1 Timothy 1 and 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptations, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, who I am chief. Amen. Any chief sinners here can get saved this morning. Any little indigent here and lost can get saved. Amen. Praise God. For Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Folk get lost enough, they didn't get saved. Amen. That jailer appeared to Paul and Silas at the service there at midnight. And after there, under Holy Ghost conviction, when God showed up. Amen. And the jail began to rock. And the knees began to knock. And the jailer's waking out of his sleep. He had a tremendous responsibility. Oh, my friends, there, if any prisoner escaped, his life was in jeopardy. But the Holy Ghost shook him, my friends, over hell. And he ran to Paul and Silas and fell down and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thine house. It worked for him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad the grace of God this morning is sufficient. Amen. Ephesians 2:89, For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, in man should boast. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, grace, my friends, gives us a ticket home this morning. It all comes through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This convert Saul changed his name, changed to Paul. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And he began to labor for God. Amen. And Hebrews 6:10 says, For God is not unrighteous, forget your work and labor of love, which you showed toward Him. Amen. Yes. That you minister unto the saints, and you do minister. A continuation. Amen.
Yes,
your works will be rewarded. Amen. Just stay faithful. Amen. For the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Paul could say, Amen. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. A new name, praise God. A new life, praise God. And God's going to bless you until you get that glorified body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he came to the place, my friend. He was willingly, praise God, to spend and be spent for the Lord Jesus Christ. As our brother mentioned this morning, that 20th chapter of the Acts of Apostles there, and the verses, you need to read that. Amen. It'll help you. Don't turn to it this morning, but that'd be some wonderful scriptures, my friends. He derived the conclusion that he could say, none of these things move me. Oh, people are too easy to move today. We're to be strong, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Over in 2 Chronicles, I believe it's 15, verse 7. For God is not unrighteous. Forget your work and your labor of love, which you've showed toward His name. Amen. Praise God. And God keeps a record, my friends. Amen. My friends, that's Paul on the journey. He could say, none of these things move me. Oh, my friends, he was stoned. He was mutilated. How he was battered and bruised. His love for Jesus, amen. His love for Jesus. He could say in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I that liveth, but it's Christ that lives within me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Aren't you glad He loved you and gave Himself for you? Oh, we ought to love Him this morning. We ought to draw nigh to Him. John tells us in Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and from Jesus Christ, who's a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Hallelujah. His blood cleanses from all sin, my friend. It's not the water above the dam, but it's the blood of the Lamb. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? No, nothing, nothing but the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. Oh, His precious blood. Hallelujah. As Peter acknowledged there. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17, 18, if you read later. Amen. Precious blood, precious promises. Amen. Precious. Amen. This crude fisherman, my friend, he was not a Sunday school boy all the time. He was trusting the flesh when Jesus read his title clear, what he's going to do. And he said, no, all forsake you. You can count on me. I'll be there. I'll be there. He had good intentions, but this flesh will fail you, my friend. This flesh will let you down. This flesh will disappoint you. This flesh doesn't want you to pray daily. This flesh doesn't want you to study the Word of God daily. This flesh doesn't want you to witness daily for the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John in the Garden of Old Gethsemane. And he said, tarry you here while I go yonder and pray. The Bible said he went out by the stones cast and knelt down there. I've been there. I guess you've been there, haven't you, brother preacher? Yeah. Pray to send him over there. It'll be a blessing. Amen. Amen. And he went out there in the big old rock there, crude olive trees. The guy said they preserved them over the years with concrete and all. And said that some of them couldn't be, oh, they're so crude, you know. And been there, you can tell, for years. And said, some, no doubt some of the olive trees is here when Jesus bowed at the big old rock of agony. Oh, he prayed until his sweat became his great drops of blood. He goes to Peter, James, and John. They've fallen asleep. And he reprimands them and went back a second time. Came third time. You know, Peter said, Lord, though they all forsake you, I'll stay with you. You know, first he went to sleep. Jesus said, watch and pray. Except you enter temptation. The spirit indeed is willingly, but the flesh is weak. This flesh is weak, friend. This flesh doesn't want to do much for God. That's why Paul said, crucify the flesh. Amen. Amen. If we walk in the spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Then number two, he started following Jesus afar off. Number three, he was down to enemies far. Warming himself, cursing, denying he never knew him. That was sad, that was bad. Oh, my friends, it's bad when they walked away from him. In John 6, all of them left him except the 12. And he looked, said, will you also go away? Peter spoke up and said, Lord, to whom could we go? Seeing thou hast the words of eternal life, and we know and we believe, without the Son of God, no doubt about it, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But that shows you the flesh can fail, my friend.
Yes,
the spirit indeed is willing, but your flesh, my flesh, is weak, my friend.
Yes,
so we need, you know, when God says you put your dual nature, this inward man loves to go to church. This inward man loves to pray and witness and enjoy the service like you all. God used you this morning here. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And he needs to be fed daily with the word, prayer, meditation, witnessing for the Lord, and growing stronger, my friends, every day. There's a growth after birth, you know.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to say, but I believe with all my heart there'll be a lot of babies at the judgment seat. Could have got out of the cradle. Amen.
Yes.
And desired the sincere milk, as Peter said, desiring the sincere milk of the word, you may grow thereby. Amen. And grow strong enough to eat strong meat and be a good soldier on the battlefield for the Lord. Then you'll have some rewards at the Bema to lay at his feet. Amen.
Yes.
So So let's not stay in the cradle, amen, and expect somebody to buy old babies, amen, amen, and, you know, and she wants a bottle and big grown people, you know, spiritually speaking. Brother Claude Taylor, preacher of mine, home with the Lord, and I said to fish in the home one time. A big old boy, about 7 or 8 year old, lying on a quilt, you know, on the floor, taking a bottle, you know. He said, you've been out there hoeing corn, amen. Amen. And growing in grace. And Peter said to the new convert, as newborn babe, your babe in Christ, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Amen. That's why you need to come to church real often, at least 3 times a week, if possible. I know things due to work and so forth, we can't always do all the things we'd like to, but you'll grow. Like a service this morning, folk testifying, shining, didn't come whining.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, it's a blessing when folk show up shining and not whining.
That's right.
Amen. Why whine when you can shine?
Amen.
Just keep shining for Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. He said, let your light so shine before men, they might see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Yes, sir.
And when we're whining, they're not, amen, they see no shining. You know? And sometimes they say, well, that's what they, I believe I've got troubles of my own. Amen. Bless the holy name of Jesus. My friends, now Paul, he's in this old dark dungeon in Rome. Oh, you need the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians between now and the next Lord's Day. That will make us be more grateful and thankful for our nation, for our churches, for our brothers and our sisters. He's in that old dark dungeon in Rome. And there they're treating him like an animal. No sanitation. I've been there and looked in. Wasn't fit for a dog to be in, much less a human. And no doubt they give him some maybe contaminated water, maybe black bread or whatever, just treat like an animal. Now he's writing to his son, Timothy. Amen. That final letter.
Yes, sir.
That final letter. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Preach when folks shout and preach when they're pout. Amen. Preach when they accept it. Amen. And when you give you a cold shoulder. I kid a lot of people about ham, you know. And they say, you must like ham. You talk a lot about it. Well, I said, I don't believe ham would hurt me much. God put ham on it. Abraham,
right?
Amen. Some of my friends, I see a lot, hey, preacher, getting any ham these days? I said, no, getting a lot of cold shoulder. Oh, yeah. Everything good is not gold, you know. You better learn that real soon on this journey. Amen. I'm having a good time. Hope you are. Amen. And he's instructing Timothy. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, Timothy, that they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
Yes, sir.
And be turned unto fables. But you're watching all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready. Praise God. He says you're ready all the time. Ready to go to jail, ready to suffer, ready to die. Amen. He stayed ready. He met Jesus on the Damascus Road and he got in love with Jesus. Amen. And now he said, I'm now ready. He's not talking about the 4th of July picnic, something like that. That means he's going, my friends. They're going to take that big old lever and they're going to separate his head from his body. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. Time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. He said, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, all them also that love his appearing. Soon Jesus coming, and we're going. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews 10:37, yet a little while, then it shall come, will come, will not tarry. Amen. People you meet say, oh, come soon, Lord Jesus, come quickly. That song came up with some lazy people, I guess. Wait a little longer, Jesus. So many of our people are lost in sin. Use the one that sang that song, they got a boat and go take a float. Amen. Or they go up in the mountain, amen, drink from the fountain, so to speak. Or they take their peach and go to the beach, amen. And they're not as anxious to see Jesus coming, amen, as they let on like they are. Amen. Then there's those singers get up, you know. I've been a hard-working pilgrim all my life. Anybody makes it, Lord? Sure I will. I'm reading my Bible for a roadmap, and they couldn't tell you how to get to Rogerville. Amen.
Sure.
I found out a long time ago, folk can sing a lie as well tell us one. Sorry, I'm sorry. Bust your bubble this morning, your balloon, but that's about the way it is. Amen. Amen. Oh, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be ready. Paul stayed ready. Ready to go to jail, ready to be whipped, ready to be stoned. He said there in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, as believers, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah! You're in the Father's hand this morning. And you couldn't be any safer knowing you're in the Father's hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God has so many golden nuggets for us in this word. There's 66 books of the Bible. You know, miners make a livelihood for their family. I've heard them talk about that low cold, you know, and coal field, maybe 18 inches. They'll get down on their stomach, you know, and load coal by hand under 18 inches. Amen, to make a livelihood. But oh, we have a gold mine here. Oh, we should not take it lightly. Amen. Dr. Luke penned those words down in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Amen. Commending those dear people. How you turned to God from idols.
Yes, sir.
All those things. And then he said, oh, well, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. Uh-huh. That they received the word with all readiness of mind.
Yeah.
They searched the scriptures.
Uh-huh.
Easter. Christmas time. 4th of July. No, they searched the scriptures. Say it with me. Daily. They search the scriptures daily. Daily. They feed an inward man daily on the Holy Bible, and you'll grow, grow, grow. Be strong in Him daily, my friend. And Satan never encouraged you to do that. If he can keep you out of the Word, keep him praying, then, my friend, he'll attack you at the weakest point like he did Peter. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so, we need to love the Lord and serve Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Why accept the minor when you have the finer?
Yes, sir.
Peter said in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 6, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy, that's why we're here, because of His abundant mercy, have begotten us again into a lively hope, or a living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Son of the living God, by His resurrection.
Yeah.
To an inheritance. Incorruptible. Undefiled.
Amen.
Praise God. Never tarnished. Never deteriorate. Incorruptible. Undefiled. And praise God. And He'll be shining. He'll be waiting when we arrive. Praise God. And it doesn't fade away. Termites will never take out the foundation. Amen.
That's right.
Thank God. It'll be eternal. He'll be waiting for you when you arrive.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul could say in 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know. You can know a lot of things, Scripture. For we know if this our earthly house or this tabernacle were dissolved,
We have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternally in the heavens. Oh, thank God this morning. Just keep on shining for Jesus. Keep on loving Him. Amen. Don't let the devil steal your joy. It's hard to make a joyful noise if you don't have no joy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What about that? And the devil wants to rob you of your joy.
Right.
Amen. And the essence of a spirit-filled life, Paul said in Ephesians 5:18, be not drunken with wine where in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The essence of a spirit-filled life is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 3, Paul said. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Amen.
Yes,
I have no law. Amen. Hello, anybody home this morning? God bless you. All right, brother preacher. Amen. I've enjoyed it. You're precious. Just keep on shining. Just keep on shining.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.